This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address two election rallies in Jharkhand today to garner support for BJP-led NDA candidates for the assembly elections. Jharkhand BJP President and former Chief Minister Babulal Marandi said, the Prime Minister will address the first public meeting in Garhwa at around 11:30 a.m. and the other at around 3 p.m. in Chaibasa. These will be PM Modi's first election rallies in Jharkhand after the announcement of the poll schedule in the state. The state is witnessing two-phased polling to be held on the 13th and the 20th of November. Today is the last day for withdrawal of candidature for Maharashtra Assembly elections. The state will go to polls on the 20th of this month in a single phase to elect a new assembly. Major alliances competing are the ruling Mahayuti and the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi. The ruling Mahayuti alliance, consisting of the BJP, Shiva Sena and NCP, and the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, comprising the Congress, Shiva Sena UBT and NCP Sharad Pawar, are the main contenders for power, though smaller parties and independents are also in the poll fray. In Uttarakhand, 20 people were killed and many injured today when a bus fell into a deep gorge in Almora district. As per media reports, the bus was going from Garhwal to Kumaon when the accident took place near Kupi village in Almora. The casualties may go up as there were around 40 passengers in the bus when it fell into a 200-meter deep gorge. Police and SDRF personnel have reached the spot to launch a search and rescue operation. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar formally inaugurated the new Consulate General of India in Brisbane today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the consulate will contribute to strengthening India's ties with Queensland, promoting trade, fostering educational linkages, and serving the diaspora. The minister also met the Governor of Queensland, Dr. Janet Young. During the meeting, both the leaders discussed opportunities and ways to strengthen economic, trade, and investment cooperation between India and Queensland. External Affairs Minister is on a 5-day visit to Australia. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Singapore on the 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th roundtable of ASEAN-India network of think tanks. A delegation from the 16th Finance Commission headed by Chairman Dr. Arvind Pargreya will arrive in Nagaland today for a 4-day visit. The delegation will review and discuss key monetary issues related to the state's financial planning and development initiatives. Upon arrival, the Finance Commission delegation will meet Chief Minister Nephew Rio, his cabinet, and senior government officials in Kohima. Madhya Pradesh government increased the compensation to the kin of those killed in wild animal attacks to 25 lakh rupees from the existing 8 lakh rupees. More than 3 times increase has been announced in the compensation after the incident in which 2 people were trampled to death by an elephant near Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve in Umaria district. The Forest Department has also captured the elephant that killed the 2 people in Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve. Indian Railways is operating around 25 festival special trains today, originating from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Seharsa, Varanasi, Ayodhya, Lucknow, Patna, Muzaffarpur, Gorakhpur, Prayagraj, Darbhanga, Indore and Thiruvananthapuram. According to the railways, 145 extra special trains are being operated from the 2nd to the 8th of this month to ensure smooth travel during the Chhath Puja. Indian wicketkeeper batter Ridhiman Saha has announced retirement from cricket, saying that the ongoing Ranji Trophy season will be his last one. The 40-year-old Bengal wicketkeeper has appeared in 40 tests and 9 ODIs since his international debut in 2010. Saha, in a social media post, announced that after a cherished journey in cricket, this season will be his last. He has written that he is honored to represent Bengal one final time. An Indian table tennis star Harmeet Desai claimed dual titles at the WTT Feeder Carica in Venezuela today, winning both the men's singles and mixed doubles events. And that is the end of this news bulletin.